Kathy Gansimer became the primary caregiver to her parents 4 years ago when she moved them from Pennsylvania to an independent senior community a few miles from her Penfield home. Her 93-year-old father has suffered two strokes and brain cancer. Her 89-year-old mother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. She's in contact with them every day, managing their health care, taking them to medical appointments, doing their grocery shopping, and getting anything else they need.
There are different draws on me at times that can be pretty intense in terms of caregiving.
There have been times when her parents' health crises have coincided with the needs of another family member with mental illness who also relies on Gansimer for help.
That literally is almost next to impossible to handle.
The emotional and physical demands of caregiving can challenge even the most resilient people. A 2018 study from the Alzheimer's Association says as many as 40% of caregivers report symptoms of depression. But Gansimer has found something that helps her cope, meditation. She discovered it when she started practicing yoga.
And that just became something that I was like really amazed with, like what it could bring you. And just like a little bit at the beginning or the end of a class.
Soon she started meditating every day.
It calms you down, evens you out, centers you, so you're not as reactive.
Numerous studies have shown the multiple benefits of meditation. But in 2012, Dr. Helen Lavretsky, professor of psychiatry at UCLA, wanted to find out how meditation could help caregivers in particular. She thought they would be the perfect population to study.
And I said, who are the most stressed people on the planet?
In the randomized study, a group of caretakers was told to do a guided chanting meditation for 11 minutes each day for 8 weeks. Compared to a control group, which simply listened to relaxing music, the meditation group showed improved mood, resilience, and cognitive performance, along with changes in neurological biomarkers of aging. Lavretsky says the takeaway for caregivers is it doesn't take much time or effort to reduce the effects of stress. She says even slowing down the breathing to 4 to 6 breaths a minute is known to calm the central nervous system.
Blood pressure drops, heart rate drops, and there's a sense of calm comes in. And I ask patients to do that for 3 to 5 minutes and maybe have a quiet music along with this.
That kind of slow and steady breathing is how Kathy Gansimer is able to focus during her meditation sessions. Sometimes she starts with a quote or a poem to set the mood. One of her favorites is from Rumi.
Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight.
Gansimer sometimes takes meditative walks. Another name for that is mindful movement, which has been shown to have some of the same benefits as meditation. More on that tomorrow. In Rochester, I'm Beth Adams for WBFO News.